الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق وصوركم فأحسن صوركم وإليه المصير. Spelling Allah Ta'ala describing His sifat, His great qualities, so that we could recognize Allah Ta'ala and come in that group who are the believers of Allah and follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, as we mentioned, Allah has put everyone on a natural course to believe in Allah before He sent him in this world. And then Allah has put so many signs all around us to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And the greatest sign of the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah and the qudrat of Allah is human being himself. With our eyes we see everything, but we don't realize who created our eyes, who made our eyes. And what a beautiful and fascinating, in a sense unbelievable, how the eye works and how it registers with the brain. That is all how great Allah Ta'ala is. So a few examples Allah gives here as throughout in the Quran. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق بنايا آسمانكو اور زمین کو تدبیر سے. Allah Ta'ala has created the skies and the earth in a very perfect way. 100% perfect, and it's functioning till today in a most perfect way. The skies, the earth, no maintenance of it, no repairs at any time, no replacement of any joints or anything. It's just carry on working. But when man is seeing the skies all the time, he's seeing the earth all the time, he should realize the existence and the oneness that there is a maker. Anything that we see that has been made, we know there is a maker of it. How is it that our mind does not work, that the skies and the earth also, there must be a maker. It can't be just on its own. وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ اور صورت کھینچی تمہاری پھر اچھی بنائی تمہاری صورت. Then Allah Ta'ala made you in your form, and He made you in the most beautiful form. And here also, the explanation of this can never be exhausted, that how Allah created a human being, and He created in the best of forms. Of all Allah's creation, human being is the best, fi ahsani taqweem, in the best way Allah Ta'ala has made man. And then Allah gave him preference over all His creation. The animals, they are beautiful birds, they are beautiful parrots, they are beautiful bucks, many other creations of Allah. Allah has made so beautiful. But of all, Allah made man the most beautiful and gave him the greatest honor. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. And then again, every human being is made with two eyes, one nose, two lips on the face, two ears. But every one is different from the other. There are no two who are the same. Our fingerprints, everyone's fingerprint is different. And many other things which are completely our eyes. No two people's eyes are the same. They are completely different. What is the great quality of the creation of Allah Ta'ala? And the other thing that we should take a great lesson, which we also see daily happening, وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ اور اسی کی طرف سب کو پھر جانا ہے. And we all have to return to Him. Nobody is going any other place. All are going back to Allah, and that is to account for all our deeds. Any person knows that if they are having an inspection, what difficulty he goes through, though everything is correct, but yet he sweats and he wonders. If there is an investigation, then even more on the day of Qiyamah, we are all going to return to Allah, and for our whole life's actions, we will have to answer. And not only the answer outwardly, but the answer to such a being who knows everything. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ جَانْتَ هِ جُو كُچھ هَي آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں. Whatever are in the skies, as astronomers are finding new galaxies of stars, etc. And they are realizing that they haven't touched the tip of the iceberg still. Allah knows everything, and there is no limit to His creation, how He wants to create. What are in the oceans? What are in the jungles? What are in the mountains? Allah Ta'ala knows everything. What is in the depth of the earth? Where there is gold, where there is silver, where there is coal, and where there is platinum. Everything Allah Ta'ala knows, and when He will be questioning us, He is that being. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. اور جانتا ہے جو تم چھپاتے ہو اور جو کھول کر کرتے ہو. Allah knows all what is hidden in your heart also. Why you are saying something, why you are going somewhere, why you are doing something, Allah knows everything and is watching you, and it is full in the knowledge of Allah. And also those things which you are hiding, you can hide from your wife also, you can hide from your friends also, but from Allah nobody can hide. You can be in a dark room, you can be under the blankets, Allah knows exactly what is in your heart also, what every action of yours is also. وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. And all that you do openly, that also Allah Ta'ala knows. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. اور اللہ کو معلوم ہے جیو کی بات. And Allah knows all the thoughts of the heart also. What your intentions are, why you are doing, what is your hidden agendas, all that Allah Ta'ala knows. And everything a person will have to answer for in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Just to answer for one little thing will be so difficult, and the whole lives, every action we will have to answer for. And also, for example, our wealth, there won't be hisab in haram wealth, there will be azab in haram wealth. Hisab will be in the halal wealth, which is also will be also a form of an azab. The details, where did you acquire it from, how did you spend it, where did you keep it, everything, every detail will be asked. And it won't be any easy task. A person, as we are concerned in this worldly life for all our matters, accountants have to be very particular and draw up all the things very correctly. Then they have to go for auditing, and when you have an audit and you have a very detailed audit, we know how difficult all that is. What will it be like on the day of Qiyamah? May Allah make it easy for all of us. One great dua we should never forget: Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera. The meaning that, oh Allah, take an easy account. An easy account will mean Allah will just tell you, go, okay, we're not going to question you. That we have to make that dua regularly, that Allah makes it easy for us. Otherwise, a person's all his earnings are halal, his spending is halal, but just that hisab kitab is a bit dry in its own. So we should ask for hisab yaseera regularly.